From the corner of my eye, a newscast flashes onto the screen. The subtitles quickly pop onto the screen as the reporter talks. A man that has gone missing has been found dead. I tune the rest of the words out as a picture of the man flashes onto the screen. How can someone be killed so close to home? A slight panic boils in me, but I suppress it by focusing on the rush of people that enter the cafe. Suddenly, I find myself staring at the people around me instead of focusing on the TV screen that has gone back to its normal show. Then the panic wells up again, as I spot a familiar face in the crowd and can't help but wonder if she sees me. It's unlike me not to say hi to someone out in public. Usually, I'll go out of my way to say hi if I know them. But this time is different. I shrink down in my yellow chair, hoping that I will be another unknown face in the sea of people. Carter comes back over to the table with a tray. Here you go, your decaf and breakfast wrap all ready for you to get on with your day. He smiles as he places my order in front of me and turns to walk away without another word. Thanks, I say. I don't look away from the person standing a few feet from me. The rush starts to die down, and I finally think that I'm in the clear. I haven't seen the familiar face in at least 2 minutes. But with one final look before going back to my book, I realize that's not the case. I look up to see Harper waving to me from the ordering counter of the cafe. A sinking feeling enters my stomach. This is the last person I ever wanted to see again. And yet, here she is, only a few feet away and waving in my direction. Well, this sucks. Harper makes her way with a coffee in hand toward my table.
Hey, Ryan, how have you been? It's been years since I last saw you.
She sets the coffee down and sits her tan ass right in the chair across from mine, completely uninvited.
Oh, you know, I've been good. What have you been up to?
I try to make enough small talk to not be completely rude, and hopefully get her to leave me alone.
Nothing really. I'm still at the community college and trying to figure out what to do with my life and all. But what about you? How are you and Corey? You guys have always been the cutest couple.
Harper is all smiles as she talks. I slowly shrink down to nothing. Of course she wants to know about Corey. Everyone in our high school knew about us, but since high school, not a single person stayed in touch. All of those friendships, real or fake, just disappeared into thin air as if they never truly existed. I knew it would happen like that once everyone left on their big college journey and only visiting on holidays. And honestly, I was much happier this way. Except, before, I had Corey. Now, I'm alone.